Barhead, mission accomplished. At the beginning of the season, Barhead Pirates U15 head coach Alex Lushik said the team's goal was to win the Northern Alberta Interlock, NAI, banner and go to the provincial championships. And on March 11, in front of a home crowd, they achieved their goal by defeating the Whitecourt Wolverines 7-1, which earned the right to go to the U15 Tier 2 provincial championships in Lacombe from March 23 to 26. To get to the Tier 2 NAI Championship, Barhead needed to win their first game to get to the championship round, which they did by beating Drayton Valley on February 25 to enter a four-team mini-tournament. The Pirates then won three straight games to earn a spot in the championship final, including over Edson, Whitecourt, and Athabasca. Lushik said his team were a bit nervous to start the game, which impacted their play, but they quickly settled down. In the first 7 or 8 minutes of the game, the Pirates allowed 10 of the 11 shots they faced in the opening frame. However, starting Barhead netminder Dalen Pettiot held them in the game until the Pirates got their jitters subsided. Barhead hit the scoreboard first with less than a minute left to play in the first period, thanks to a goal by Nathan Batty. Barhead captain Cruz Heimstra and alternate captain Cash Gibbert drew assists. In the second period, Barhead took control, outscoring Whitecourt 3-1. At just over the 7-minute mark, Ryan Keith scored a power play marker with assists by Connor Kalmbach and Lane Young. Whitecourt responded just over a minute later when a Barhead miscue at the blue line caused a Whitecourt player to have a breakaway. Pettiot stopped the shot, but unfortunately, he could not corral the rebound that a second Wolverine player trailing the play was able to pounce on. But it did not take long for Barhead to respond after Kalmbach directed the puck towards the net from a long way out that ended in Whitecourt's net. With just over 5 minutes remaining period, just after a power play expired, Gibbert, with helpers from Brock Boliua and Caden Lane, would extend Barhead's lead to 4-1. In the third period, Gibbert would score his second goal of the game with a perfect long-range shot from beyond the circle on the power play that would go over the Whitecourt goaltender's shoulder just under the crossbar at just over the halfway mark of the period. Heimstra assisted on the goal. Young would score Barhead's final 2 goals. The first was assisted by Heimstra and Kalmbach, while the second, on a power play marker, by Liam McCauley and Ashton Lushik. Coach Lushik said the Pirates' playoff success followed a strong regular season where they finished 2 games above .500 with 9 wins, 7 losses and 2 ties. He noted that for the regular season, they were in a combined Tier 1 to 2 division. We were undefeated against all the Tier 2 teams, with our only losses coming against Drayton Valley and Slave Lake. In Tier 1 and a lot of the games, we were able to make a game of it, he said. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.